here for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville senior Allison Van Ellen, so the Pleasantville community can get to know her a little bit better. Let's just start off, Allison, our conversation. Before you compete in track and field, do you have a ritual that you do beforehand to get ready?
Not really. I mean, sometimes I'll listen to music, but usually I just like to be quiet and stay calm and try not to think too much before the competition.
Do you have a favorite type of music you like to listen to when you're warming up?
Anything that'll get me pumped, some up tempo.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
I really enjoy science subjects.
Favorite post race or post competition, I should say, meal or restaurant you like to eat at?
Stop at Culver's a lot. It's usually where we go.
Favorite opposing place to compete?
Oh, I have no clue. Anywhere that's not too muddy.
Favorite hobby outside of athletics?
I like to read a lot, and I recently started crocheting, which is fun.
Any specific favorite author?
I like Julie Kagawa, but...
Favorite movie of all time?
Ooh, that's a hard one. The Lost Boys is a really good movie.
Besides track and field, do you participate in anything else here at Pleasantville?
I used to, but not so much this year.
Favorite high school sports memory?
Oh, goodness. Usually just... either track meets or heading to track meets with teammates is a lot of fun.
And I know you're a thrower. Do you have any superstitions, something you have to do before you compete?
When I get in the ring, I have to hit both my heels against the toe board.
When you were younger, a little kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, my goodness. My mom was a zookeeper, so for most of my childhood, I really wanted to be a zookeeper.
Do you have a role model in your life?
My mom.
Do you have any siblings at home?
One older sister.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones fan or don't care?
Cyclones.
Do you have a favorite pro sports team at all?
No.
What's the best vacation you've ever been on in your life or best trip you've taken?
Disney World when I was 7.
Do you have a place that you really want to travel to someday?
Australia.
What would you say is the last, if any, the last TV show that you watched all the way through?
I have no clue. I don't really watch series. I'm more of a movie person.
Do you have any pets at home?
A lot. I have 3 cats, 2 dogs, and a rabbit.
Do you, what would you say is a way that you enjoy spending time alone the most? In your
reading,
free time?
Reading or watching movies.
Do you have a favorite go-to snack, midnight snack, any snack in general?
No, I don't think so.
If you go on a shopping spree at one store or at one store and spend an unlimited amount, what would it be?
Probably Old Navy.
Do you collect anything?
Legos.
Do you have a favorite family tradition?
No, we don't do a lot of traditions.
I guess going back to Legos, though, do you have an all-time favorite set that you put together?
Ooh, I do a lot of, Marvel Avengers Legos, and I think the Infinity Gauntlet's pretty cool.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, goodness. Probably Freddie Mercury.
What would be the top thing on your bucket list right now?
To go to Australia.
What specifically would you do if you went to Australia? What would you want to see, visit?
Coral reef.
Which decade would you travel back to if you could?
Probably 70s or 80s.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would that sandwich be?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. A deli sandwich.
If you could be really good at a sport that you don't participate in or that you haven't participated in, what would that be?
I feel like it'd be cool to be good at soccer. Yeah.
And my last question for you is, what are you most looking forward to in your senior track and field season here at Pleasantville?
Competing to hopefully make it to state.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville senior Allison Van Ellen.